Amare, known as Stat, is 11 years old. He wants to dunk a basketball. He's one of the best players on his team, but also the youngest. And then, when he injures his eye, a doctor tells him to avoid practice for a week, the very week before his team's biggest game. His friends Deuce, Mike, Coach Dunn are depending on him. So how does young Amare meet his commitments to his teammates to play well and his family to get better? Stat, Slam Dunk, is the latest book for middle school students from Amare Stoudemire, captain of the New York Knicks, a six-time All-Star, father of three, and an activist for education and involvement for young people. Amare Stoudemire joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So this is Stat, a character named after your nickname, which, of course, standing tall and talented, when he was merely talented, not yet tall. Is this a story from your boyhood in Florida?
Yeah, it's very similar. The book series actually mocks some stories from my childhood upbringing, for sure.
Okay. Tell us a bit about your upbringing, if you can. Because in the book, this young Stat has a close, warm family. But I gather you had some challenges.
Yeah, definitely. But I did. My father was a hardworking man, and I grew up with him. And my friends were, I was very close to all my friends. And all this is also inside the book series. My brother and I, he taught me basketball moves, and book reports was very important that I had to turn in and make sure my father made sure he understood I was making the proper grades. But yeah, I mean, my childhood was definitely some challenges, but all in all, it was a great success and it was a lot of fun. But again, definitely had challenges growing up. And so that's why this book is an insightful book for the youth to understand that you may be faced with certain obstacles, but here's a few tools that you need to succeed.
And what do you see those tools as being?
Well, for one, understanding how important education is. That's very, very important for the young boys to understand that being smart is very cool and there's nothing wrong with being smart and intelligent. And two, for a lot of athletes, for most of the young boys who love to play sports, there's going to be challenges also, whether it's injury, whether it's schoolwork, whether it's friends or peer pressure. You have to surround yourself around positive friends to have a successful start to your early career.
Why has it been important for you to write books for young readers?
Well, a lot of young boys are starting to shy away from reading as if it's not cool. And so I wanted to express the fact of how important reading really is to them. I remember when I was their age, going to the bookstore, I went to the first book that had any type of athlete on the book, whether it's Jackie Robinson or whether it's Bill Russell or what have you, whatever book I saw that had an athlete on it, you know, I bought that book and I read that book, and then that started to spark my mind to want to read more. So I want that same effect to continue on.
I don't want to give away what happens, but I don't think anybody would be surprised to learn that maybe this young 11-year-old Amare in the book is able to finally figure out how to do what he wants to do with the basketball. But what are kids who aren't athletes supposed to take from a story like this?
Well, there's a lot of dialogue within the books that also talk about your bonding with your parents. For instance, in this book, it talks about me and my father, how I obeyed my parents, and I was really, I took school serious, and I had a great group of friends around me. Mm-hmm. That goes to show that all children around the world can take those three-pointers and apply that to their life. Now, the bonus is if you're an athlete or you play any sport, then you can also take the sports side of the book also with you.
I found myself liking Amare's friends a lot in this book.
I got a pretty cool group of friends in this book.
So do we say we hope you had a nice Hanukkah to you?
Yeah, my Hanukkah was brilliant. Had a beautiful Hanukkah.
We should explain. I don't know if you've actually taken instruction, but you consider yourself to be Jewish.
Absolutely.
You know, I had an idea that it could be the greatest promotional stunt of all time in the NBA to have you bar mitzvahed at half court during halftime of a game between the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, I can't imagine a bigger crowd, you know?
That would be the all-time most sold crowd ever.
Barbara Streisand singing at your bar mitzvah, that'd be pretty good too. Amare Stoudemire, his new book for middle school students is Stat, Slam Dunk. Thanks so much for being with us.
No problem. Thank you.